This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Point. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. She is a super friend of the show, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Mary Kay, we are in the final stretch. We're almost there. Mary Kay, almost there.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for Thursday night to come and also for Sunday to come.
I'm just ready.
Yeah, I'm anxious for everything past Thursday, you know, because I want to see... I want to see what they do when they dig deep. What kind of talent are they going to bring in, Mary Kay? You think they're going to load up on offense throughout this draft? Do you think there's a focus? They go on best player available? What's their strategy?
I think that there will be a really good mix of offensive players, defensive players. I think they'll try to stick as closely as possible to the best player available strategy. That's the way you end up with a good roster. You don't go for need. So I think they'll do that. I still think that at this moment in time, they probably are leaning towards Travis Hunter at number two. That seems to be the way that they're going to go. And then I wrote a column yesterday that I would trade back into the first round to get Jalen Milroe after that. I checked back in again with his quarterbacks coach, Jordan Palmer, yesterday, talked a little bit more about Jalen Milroe and why he's such a tantalizing prospect in this draft. And there's just something about him that I really like. Do I think the Browns will actually do that? I'm going to say probably not, but it's something that I would do.
You like him better than Jackson Dart? Do you think they like him better than Jackson Dart?
I don't know if they like him better than Jackson Dart or not, but I just think he's unique. He's his own version of a unicorn in terms of the way he can run that football and how strong his arm is. And yes, he needs some polishing. He needs some seasoning the same way Lamar Jackson did. But I just think he has some traits that you can't coach, that you can't find anywhere. And he is the wave of the future in terms of a dual threat quarterback.
Mary Kay, what would it take for the Browns to leave the number two spot?
Oh, that's a good question. I really don't know.
I've got your column for tomorrow. Go ahead. Knock it out. We'll start it here.
You mean to trade down?
Yeah. What would it take for them to say, you know what? Maybe we can get Travis Hunter somewhere a little bit late. I don't think they would be able to. But what kind of a package do you think Andrew Berry's like? If people are really calling him and saying, hey, what do you want for two? What do you want for two? What do you think would make him say yes?
I think it would have to be a pretty nice package. You would be taking the risk of moving away from Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. And I think if you were going to do something like that, you'd have to make sure that you like both of them well enough. That you could still land one of them. So you would be trading away from what everyone is describing as generational players. So I would ask for the moon for that.
Would you be okay with that? What if they came out of this draft, say, with Mason Graham trading down? Would that work?
It depends on what else you can get and where else you get that player. If you get something really good in a trade, then sure, I think that can work. He's a phenomenal player. And, you know, and then you can come back and get some other things. perhaps that you wouldn't have had a chance to do. So, you know, I don't think it would be the craziest idea in the world. But once again, you're talking about potentially trading away from the number one player in this entire draft in Travis Hunter.
Mary Kay, have you ever had that moment after they make the pick, especially over the last couple of years? And I understand, like, we're all trying to be journalists, but deep down we all know that this is a team we've been following, and we want what's best for the team. When, after they make that pick, and you're like, oh, my God, what were they thinking? Why did they do that? Like, that's the worst feel. Like, we get that every year on Friday after the pick, right? And so I'm just curious, has there ever been a draft where you walked away from, oh, my God, what did they just do?
Well, there were a couple of times that I felt that way. Mm-hmm. One of those times was when they drafted Johnny Manziel. I was very concerned that that was going to be a train wreck. Mm-hmm. And it turned
good
out
call.
To be a
good
train
call.
Wreck.
Way to go, Mary Kay.
Yeah. Take a victory lap.
Too bad you weren't drafting.
And then another time was, of course, in 2018, where I kept touting Josh Allen, because I had done a ton of research on him in every way possible, and I really believed that they should draft him over Baker Mayfield. And up until draft day, I still thought that there was a chance that they might do the right thing and draft Josh Allen, and they did not do that. So, yeah, that was another day.
That was another day, wasn't it? Hey, Andy and I were throwing this around earlier, Mary Kay. Who do you think is the starting quarterback week one? And we kind of had a overall, our thought was Kenny Pickett. What do you think?
Well, I said that last week when I was on with Ken and Anthony, and they thought I had lost my mind.
They don't count. Yeah, they don't count.
So, yeah, that was kind of funny, because they were flabbergasted that I answered Kenny Pickett when they asked me who I thought might be the starting quarterback in week one. And I think in this moment in time, I would answer that same way again. Because I think they really see something that they like in Kenny Pickett. They're excited about Kenny Pickett. They like the fact that he doesn't turn the ball over much. I think they really see something in his athletic profile that they like a lot. And they're high on Kenny Pickett. So at this moment, when we're sitting here without their rookie quarterback yet, seeing what he can do in training camp, I would probably go Kenny over Joe.
Let's just assume for this conversation that Cam Ward's off the table and Shedeur Sanders off the table. So now they're sitting at 33 and they haven't moved back in. How would you rank the quarterbacks the Browns are looking at that point? And do you think Jalen Milroe is that guy? I think really that's more what I'm asking.
Well, once again, I don't know how they have them ranked. And if anybody thinks they know how they have them ranked, they're probably wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Browns are keeping this close to the vest. They're not leaking information and telling people how their quarterbacks are ranked or anything like that. So I don't really know who they would go with if they were going to go quarterback at number 33 and you had Jackson Dart, Tyler Shook, and Jalen Milroe all available, which I don't think they will be all available at number 33. But once again, if they were there, I would go Jalen Milroe, drafting on traits, not on what he's done so far at Alabama. I know there were problems with some things. There are no perfect prospects right now, but I would be drafting on that devastating speed and that big strong arm.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. As we sit here right now, the Browns need running backs. I think you and I would agree the Browns could certainly use another wide receiver. Even if they draft Travis Hunter, they could probably use a wide receiver. Is there any chance Amari Cooper is back on this team? And what do you think the chances are Nick Chubb returns?
I don't think Amari Cooper will be back on this team. I really don't see that happening, although, of course, stranger things have happened. But I just don't necessarily see that happening just because, you know, he's now gotten a couple years older. And, you know, I just think they want to go younger and fresher on this football team. So that's that. And then what was the second part of the question again? Oh, Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been writing and saying that the Browns, I think they will re-sign Nick Chubb after the draft. I do. I think so. I think the longer it goes, the more likely it is he ends up on this team. And I know at the outset of free agency, I had a paragraph in my story saying that it seemed like the end of the Nick Chubb era, and then I thought that was kind of sad because I thought he should be able to finish his career here, and I took a lot of heat for that. But my feeling on it was that he was going to hit the market and probably sign somewhere else, and that hasn't happened. So the fact that it hasn't happened, it opens the door for him to come back here, and I do see that happening at this point.
Makes you think it happens by next week, too, right? Right after the draft? See how teams trickle in with their new rookies?
Probably. I would think that, you know, with the start of the offseason program now, that you would want to get him in here as soon as possible. So I think they'll get through the draft, see what they end up with, and see what happens to, you know, Nick Chubb during draft weekend as well. But the fact that he hasn't signed anywhere, I think it's a good sign for the Browns getting him back.
Mary-Kate, what, give me your priority list. I mean, I know we all sit here and say, well, they need to draft a quarterback. Maybe they need to draft a running back. But give me the priority list you think this team has walking into next season.
Well, once again, they don't draft for need, so we can't look at the draft as, oh, they need to get their quarterback and they need to get their running back. They don't really operate quite that way. That's why they try to fill as many holes as they can before they hit into the draft so that they can feel free to take whoever comes to them at whatever point they can get them. But obviously they do need a quarterback of the future. I think a running back is a high priority in this draft at some point, but you can get them in the middle round, so you don't have to force that pick early on. I still think another tight end, they really need another tight end, a tackle, and then they're always looking for those defensive pieces, another edge rusher if you can find one. They kind of need a little bit of everything, especially at some of those premium positions.
Mary-Kate, can we read into the fact they signed, you know, a corner, Nick Needham, a defensive end, and obviously quarterback is what it is, but the fact that they signed a corner this week, does that mean anything? Or
no, not really. I mean, I think if anything, it does give them the opportunity to not have to press and force a cornerback in there if they don't see one at the right spot. It also kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit, wondering if that means anything at all. If they receive some calls on Greg Newsome and somebody makes them an offer that they can't refuse, if something could happen there. I know that they're not going into it intending to trade Greg, but when you have someone going into the final year of his contract, and if someone is willing to give you something meaningful for him, then I think you at least have to listen.
Mary-Kate Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Shedeur Sanders was on the board. Should the Browns go up to get him, Mary-Kate? Because, boy, we've seen him anywhere from some mock drafts to number one, not anymore, but early on. Certainly number two to the Browns. And then falling even out of the first round. Where do you think that guy ends up going?
It's so hard to say. It really is so hard to say. He's the big X factor in this draft. I've seen people have him completely falling out of the first round. I've seen people mocking him still even to the Browns at number two, and to the Giants at number three. So we don't really know exactly where he's going to go. It really kind of seems at this point where the window appears to be between like 3 and 21 for him. And as far as the Browns are concerned, I kind of have talked myself out of the old style fit Kevin Stefanski scheme quarterback, even though that's kind of where they're going this year, it seems, with their other quarterbacks a little bit. But I'm spinning it forward, and that's why now I have myself talked into more of an off-structure athletic quarterback. I think it's the wave of the future. I don't think you want to be stuck back in the 2010s when everyone else in the league is moving forward.
Do you have a Buckeye on the radar you want the Browns to try to get?
Well, there are a lot of them, obviously, that are really, really good, and the Browns have done a nice job of drafting Buckeyes in recent years. So they are all over these guys. Of course, the two running backs, I'm intrigued by the running backs. You've got some offensive and defensive linemen there that you're going to want to take a good long look at. So I wouldn't be surprised if they end up with a Buckeye in this draft.
All right. Last time we talked to you before the draft, the Browns will blank at number two.
I'm going to say Travis Hunter right now at number two. But, you know, stay tuned. Anything can happen.
There you go. That gives us a reason to make sure we read you every day in the PlayingDealerCleveland.com. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.